We are learning Maseches Bo Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning 7 lines from the top of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Dr. Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, Lesasu Ovel B'Mishpat B'Mida Mishkov Masura. B'Mida Zubadida Zakarka. This is saying you should not do any averis when it comes to measuring, and it says 3 types of different measurings. You don't do any geneva when you measure. The midah b'mishkov masur. What's midah? Midah is yividis karka. And what is the pasuk teaching us? Shloyimdad leechad b'yimayis acham lechamayis acham b'mishkal. B'yimayis acham. Like Rashi explains, some of my brothers who are splitting up a sada, they sort of measure with one of the fields in the winter with the rope, because in the winter you can stretch the rope much more because it's wet and moist. Mashiach, in the summer, it gets dried up. It's very hard to stretch it. So if you do it in the winter, you'll get more property than Yimei Sechama. And that's a problem. That's called Geneva with the Midah. What's the Mishkol? So Yat Mishkolos of Melach, you shouldn't soak the Mishkols in salt, these weights in salt, in order to collect more with it. Mesura, which is a weight that's used for liquids, shliyasiach, that you shouldn't weigh something or fill up this midah, fill up this measuring cup, and fill up a wine, and you hand to the guy, and you all, the top of it was a bunch of foam, and you're giving him much less. So you be careful when you use these measuring, when you're measuring these items, or these this way, you have to be careful not to be oive negeneva. V'leidvarim kavachayma. Oma mesura shu echad meshloishim, some of the gears of shloishim meshisha, belog, it's 1/36 of a log, hikpida lov taira, the taira is so makbid, kavachayma lehin, which is 12 log, v'chatzihin, which is a half a log, six log, shishlahin, which is 4 log, revihin, which is 3 log, v'log, v'chatzih log, revihis log. Of course, you have to be more careful. Ma'adach, the weight of a mesur, which is a tiny weight. You have to be so careful. Of course, by bigger weights, you have to be even more careful. Omer Rava, lomu the kosach one, yitzias b'chayim b'ribis, yitzias b'chayim b'ritzitzis, yitzias b'chayim b'mishkolis. In all the psukim, these three things, by Ribbis it says in Parashas Bahar, right after Ribbis, the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem l'kechem asher seisi eschem eretz chayim losis l'chem es eretz kanal yischem l'hekim. And it says by Mishkalos in Kedoshim, it also says, Mosne tzedek, Avi tzedek, Eifat tzedek, Hin tzedek, Yil l'chem, Ani Hashem l'kechem asher seisi eschem eretz chayim. And by Tzitzis, obviously we know, we say it every day, twice a day, by Vayomer, it says, by the parash of Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why punk these three things does it have Yitzias Mitzrayim? Love got to learn Yitzias Mitzrayim Beribis, Yitzias Mitzrayim Gav Tzitzis Mitzrayim Mishkolos. Itaka is Basharita. Now, right now, we're learning Daf Yomi in time of Pesach, and the Gemara asks, why is it Yitzias Mitzrayim by these three things? Tzitzis, Mishkolos, and Ribbis. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu. Ani Yush Vichanti B'Mitzrayim, and Tipa Shavachar, Tipa Shenes Vichar. In Mitzrayim, I could tell the difference between someone who's born from a firstborn and not a firstborn. Like Rashi says, if 10 single men were bar a one mitzvah, and they all they got pregnant, and she got pregnant for all 10 of them, 10 different times, all 10 died because of Bechar La'av. But who knew that? Only Kosh Baruch Hu knows that. So it says, I who knew the difference between a Bechar and not a Bechar, Ani Husha Asali Para, I will pay and give a oinish to Misha Taylor Ma'isa Benachri Bavais and Misha Baribis, a person who makes believe he has a guy's money and he's lending out that money when he himself lending out his own money. Or someone who tries to hide and tries to soak his weights in salt. Or Misha Taylor Kala Eilam Bebigdai. And he, someone who uses some kind of dye, the indigo dye, which is blue dye, instead of using tchelos, which comes from chalazin, because chalazin is very expensive, it comes once every 70 years, so therefore he uses this dye, and someone who does that is not right. Therefore it says ribbis, it says mitzrayim, why you shouldn't be tchelos by goy. It says ribbis by mishkala, you shouldn't be tchelos by mishkala melech. It says it sees mitzrayim by ribbis, because of, you shouldn't be tchelos by goy. I know the difference. It says it sees mitzrayim by mishkala, don't try to trick anyone with the weights. And it says, it's here's Mitzrayim by Tzitzis to say, don't trick anyone and put on this blue dye instead of Tcheles. So Frank, the Rishonim, really, Tzitzis is bothered by this. So what are we trying to say? Who's he fooling? He's fooling himself? So any mitz like that, he can fool yourself. So someone to answer, I think the Rosh says it, that he's selling the Tcheles, and it's really not Tcheles. That's what we're talking about. But Tzitzis says, Divim Shah, look at Tzitzis, 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 and Tzitzis says, that the chiddush is that there's an iser when you toila it on the baguette, even without wearing it, there's an iser because you're making up a story here and using the wrong, not real tchelis. So the Maravita, Ravina Iklo, Surah the Paras. Ravina went to the city called Surah the Paras. Rashi speaks out that it's not the regular Surah. Surah Yeshevas on Har Paras, Vainzu Surah Stam. Alam Khadina Masur the Pras La Ravina. It says trying because we're gonna have a Shrotzim Lamli. Why it says it's trying by Shrotzim, by the parasha Shrotzim, Nali Shrotzim. Nali bugs. Amla Magar's Baruch, Anihu Shivchanti ben Tipa Shabakar Tipa Shah Shivakar. I knew the difference between a drip that a Bechar came from or didn't or not a Bechar, and he also para, I'm gonna pay back. Me, give an oinish to Misha Ma'arav Kirvei Dog Mitvayim and Kirvei Dog Mitvayim. Someone who mixes the insides of non kosher fish together with the kosher fish. American Yisrael and Salat Yisrael. Amalei, that was my question. My question was, what was in Hamaila? I need a Maila Kakashalei. Maista Hacha Hamaila. The cost of Rachmana. Why, when it comes to bugs, the lashon is Ki ani Hashem hamala eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim liyaschem lekim v'yisuk deyosh ki karzoni. Why is the lashon mala? This is the end of Parashat Shemini. Amalei leketanet berev shmal. Tanet berev shmal. Amakarish baruch hu el mali leisi yisrael Mitzrayim el mishvil davar zeh. Lashon halah amayla is going out of Mitzrayim. It was worth to take klai shav Mitzrayim just for this mitzvah. I'm not even shrotzim. El mishvil davar zeh she'im etamim shrotzim. They're not etamim himself shrotzim. Just took him after it's all that. Dayenu. Amalei, why? Midah was a grayer, tame ribbis and tzitzis, umashkalos. Why it's better? It's a bigger mitzvah than tzitzis, ribbis, and mashkalos. I would think ribbis is a much bigger mitzvah with tzitzis, mashkalos. Much harder to keep ribbis than to keep not eating bugs. Amalei, you're right. Avgad lenov was a grayer with tame islam chenam. I said it's more disgusting. And when we say milo, we're saying the Klai Yisrael is a milo. It's an upstanding nation. It's a chosh of a nation that they take care of themselves. They don't eat disgusting things. And that's what we're saying. A milo is that they don't eat disgusting things. That's the milo to them. So the maravaita. Ve'ezu tarvis amar ben peres pesa peres kate lochemenu chitim medinazav. Means the first part of Mishnah says what ezu neshach is what if I lend four dinner for five dinner or two sachitim for three, that's called neshach. And then it says ezu tarbis, and it gives a case of mekach hamemka, which is ribis derabanan. And the question is, we know that ribis is deraisa also. So otu kol hani damar na hashul av ribisu. We said ribis and neshach go together. So really, the first case of the mishnah that says we lent four and to give back five, that's also ribis. So why does it say now ezu tarbis? Otu kol hani damar na hashul av ribisu. Amar avo ad kan shel Torah. Until here was the Raisa, Makavel Shadavreya. Ezu Tarvis means what is Ribis Darabana? And we gave a case of Mekach HaMemkar. Vechena Marava, which means when it's done through a transaction and not through a halva, through a lending. Vechena Marava, Adkan Shaltaira, Makavel Shadavreya, afterwards is Darabana. Another point, Adkan Yachar Rosh Vavot Sadik. That until here, the children are allowed to be nana from the money. Why by ribis the rabbanon the children can't be nana? It's the opposite. Ella afilu ad kan yochin rosh of yibud tzadik. That even by ribis the raisa the children are allowed to be nana from it, and it means so. What's ad kan then? It's a little bit sure. Some want to say it means like this: that ad kan he can't use it, but his children could. By the rabbanon, even he could use it. Now what's pshat? He can't use it, but his children could in the case of ribis deraisa. So Tosfos explains a piya gemara in Masechet Baba Kama that we know the whole makor. See later on the whole makor you have to give back ribis and mechay chichi imach that he has to live with you. So it was only a zara to him, not to his children. Therefore, children don't have to give back ribis. Another way to read the mishnah: akan ribis ksutza mekam velach avak ribis. Totally is ribis ksutza, which is ribis deraisa. Afterwards, avak was ribis derabanan, similar to the thing we said before. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ribis ketsutza yoytzeh b'dayonim. Ribis ketsutza yoytzeh b'dayonim, which means you can go to Bezdin and get back your ribis. Avak ribis and yoytzeh b'dayonim. Avak ribis, you can't go to Bezdin and collect your ribis. There's a shaila if it's a chi of b'dina shemayim or not, but you cannot collect it b'dayonim. Rabbi Yechonam, I feel ribis ketsutza nami and yoytzeh b'dayonim. Even ribis ketsutza, you cannot collect with dayonim. Now Rashi says a big chiddush over here. Rashi says even if you hold that you can collect ribis b'dayonim, it's only if toiveya it. You have to be teveya. It's not you're not teveya. There's no chiyah for him to give it back. That's his mashma from Rashi, and the Taz brings down Hilshachan Aruch. It's a whole big tumul, but that's Rashi says. Akan Rabbi Sutzav a kaif noisay bezn lahachzer im teveya b'chayev. If he's teveya, but Akapon in any case, we're saying here Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rivs Sutzav is the Yitzv Dionim, and Rabbi Yehuda says not the Yitzv Dionim. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yechonon, why is it the Yitzv Dionim? Don't pasuk says b'neshach nosan. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. B'neshach nosan, v'sarvus lokach, v'choy lo yichya. And it's called Tevis Eila also, the Moisu Mas. That says in the Pasuk. So you see, it's a chi of Mista Yishmaim by Ribbis. So the Mista Nitin Loy Lishoven. So the way Rabbi Yitzchak learned to all, Pesha is like this. that the Pasuk is saying that there's a Mitzvah Shemayim, must not be there's a Mitzvah Yishavim. Mitzvah Yishavim, so it wouldn't be Mitzvah Shemayim, just give it back. So it must be, let me say, Nitin Lo Yishavim. Rav Adah Bahava Amakra, Atikh Mitin Eshach Otaris, Reis Nol Kecha, Lemoyra Nitin Lo Yishavim. It's Lemoyra Nitin, it should be Skid of Hashem, but no Mitzvah Yishavim. Someone on Taina means like this, Lemoyra Nitin, Taisis Mash like this, Lemoyra Nitin, Taisis later on, Lemoyra Nitin means it's a Chiv de Shemayim, but not a Chiv, but the Adam Li Yishavim. Ravam, we go for the cross, Mila. It says in the pasuk, "Moishu was dom of boy." It says Moishu, and says dom of boy, which sounds like it's like a murderer. Dom Moishu was dom of a boy. Yehiyah, hokshu ma'av rivah shev chedamim. Ma'ashev chedamim. Just like shev chedamim, there's no yeshava, and money won't help. It's anyway, money in the chiv money is coming ravne, but there's no money will not help. There's no mitzvah yeshava in there. Af ma'av rivah is like yeshava. There's no mitzvah yeshava. So that's how Rabbi Yechon knows. There's no mitzvah shavan. It's interesting. The Gemara says, "How do we know that there's no mitzvah shavan?" The really just asks, "Why is that?" Yeah, mitzvah shavan, which will be the next Gemara's question, which is already the Achranim talking about the Pnei Yeshua and others. But in any case, we're coming with a few pshat where Rabbi Yechon holds no shavan. Either pshat is because he has a pasuk that says lemisa nitan zemisa shavan lo shavan, or because lemar nitan lo shavan, or because hukash tu shayv chidam.